This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi today promised to maintain his country's participation in the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq, despite the execution of an Italian hostage by Iraqi militants. Four Italians were seized earlier in the week. The militants are threatening to kill the other three if Italian troops are not withdrawn. Italy has 3,000 soldiers in Iraq, the third largest contingent within the coalition. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Rome.
As soon as the Arab network Al Jazeera announced last night that it had received a video of the killing of an Italian hostage, the major state-run TV network here broke into its scheduled programming for a live discussion. After midnight, following a commercial break, one of the panelists, Foreign Minister Franco Frattini, confirmed the killing of Fabrizio Quattrocchi. I can confirm, he said, that the Italian ambassador in Doha saw the Al Jazeera video and was able to identify the victim. Al Jazeera said it did not broadcast the video because it was too graphic. The four Italian security guards were abducted Monday. A group identifying itself as the Green Battalion claimed responsibility, demanding withdrawal of foreign troops from Iraq, as well as a public apology by Berlusconi for comments he made in the past that were interpreted as disparaging of Islam. Another guest in the TV studio last night was Francesco Rutelli, leader of the center-left opposition, which had been vehemently against the government's support of the war in Iraq.
Su questa materia non ci possono essere...
Rutelli said, on this matter, there can be no divisions, but only absolute unity of purpose. We were divided over the war, but let it be clear that Italy will not bow to the delirium and blackmail of terrorists. In a statement read out on the air, Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi said, they have cut short a life, they have not damaged our values and our commitment to peace. But another guest on the panel, Francesco Cupertino, whose brother Umberto is one of the three Italians still being held in Iraq, asked the foreign minister what happens to the remaining hostages. His voice breaking, Cupertino said, we now know that they kill. The foreign minister replied, we don't know what will happen to them, but we know it's our duty to do everything possible and impossible to secure their release. The victim, Fabrizio Quattrocchi, and his companions were part of a new breed of specialists attracted to the one booming business in Iraq, security services. The four Italians had worked as bouncers in discotheques, as private investigators, and as martial arts teachers. They had traveled to Iraq recently to work for an American company specializing in personal security. The train bombings in Madrid last month, attributed to Islamic radicals, and this week's spate of hostage-taking amid the spiraling chaos in Iraq have reinforced overwhelming opposition to war in Iraq among Europeans. Early this morning, Arab satellite networks broadcast a recording of a man who identified himself as Osama bin Laden. There was no immediate confirmation of the speaker's identity. The recorded voice offered a truce with European governments that do not attack Muslim countries. The message added that the truce would last 3 months and could be extended. However, it said, the truce would begin only when the last soldier leaves our land. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.